Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. You're on 98.5 It's Drive with Beck and Jazeel, and last night was the much-anticipated makeover episode of Beauty and the Geek, and now we head into the finals. Kira and Lachlan are a powerhouse team who were one of our favourites, and they join us now.
How you guys going?
Hello, good. How are you guys?
So good now that we're chatting to you guys. Now, Kira, I'll start with you. How did you feel when you saw Lachie after his makeover? You're like, piece of candy? Like, what were your thoughts?
Oh my god! Yeah, I was elated. He obviously looked hot. He was hot to begin with. I think he just needed the sideburns trimmed a little bit, and maybe, you know, some different clothes. But yeah, he's beautiful, isn't he? And it just shows, like, his confidence grew like exponentially from that. So I was really, really happy.
Lachie, are you still going to let your mum buy your clothes from now on, or are you going to take that over?
Well, that's a good point that you raised that, Beck, because, Kira kind of suggested that maybe my mum's fashion sense was maybe not quite keeping up with current trends, but I think maybe from now on, mum and Kira will both have to go shopping together. my clothes, and Kira can tell my mum what's trendy, and mum can maybe take some of her advice on board.
So good. Lachie, how
for the record, I actually apologised to his mum last night as well. I felt so bad about what I said.
That's awesome. Lachie, how did you feel in the new clothes? Was it like a new man, you know?
Yeah, it's funny because you don't realise until you go through an experience like that how much the way that you look on the outside can affect your inner confidence. So I think for me to walk out in the clothes, obviously with the fake spray tan and with my hair done, and then to get the reaction that I did from a room full of beautiful girls, that was just a sensational feeling and something that I've never experienced before.
Wow.
And at that moment, I felt like I was not just on cloud nine, but I was on cloud 99. I felt so awesome.
Now, what's the experience like been like for both of you during this whole show?
It's been getting us out of our comfort zone, I think, hasn't it, Kira? And I think we've both learned a lot, not just about ourselves, but about each other as well. And particularly with the challenges that we've had to go through, they really tested every aspect of our capabilities, from our physical capabilities, like you saw in the gym challenge and the wrestling challenge, to our abilities to think on our feet in things like the radio challenge and the infomercial challenge. So it's really been a very valuable personal development exercise for both of us. But I think we've relied upon each other. Like, there's no way that we would have got to this stage of the experience without Kira knowing how to bring out the best in me, how to get me in the zone where I was confident and able to perform confidently in all of the challenges. So, you know, I'm really stoked that I've had such a sensational partner to be by my side all the way through the journey.
Oh, that's awesome.
I couldn't have said that better myself, to be honest. So, he said it all.
Likewise. Okay. Hey, how do you feel? This is off camera. How do you guys feel about each other?
Oh, I love Lachlan. I think the feeling's mutual. Obviously, I have nothing but good and great words to say about Lachlan. We're still really close, and we keep in contact all the time, and we're FaceTiming when, you know, watching the episodes back and stuff like that. We have a very special friendship, and I think we always will. So I scored the jackpot with Lachlan. I kind of was, hoping to go into the experience, trying to, you know, maybe gaining a couple of friends here and there, but I've gained literally 19 friends, and Lachlan being one of my best friends. So
That's awesome.
It's been really nice.
So you just asked, I was going to ask if you'd kept in touch during filming, but you most definitely have. So I'm going to ask you, which couples do you think are going to be staying together post-show?
That's a cheeky question.
It's a hard one to answer, and it is a bit of a cheeky question. Obviously, throughout the show, we've seen some romantic connections emerge between a few of the couples, Kieran and Brianna, Josie and George, obviously, and James and Jeff. Obviously, you know, they got really, really close and affectionate within the show. Whether that can continue once they're in the outside world and going about the rest of their lives, whether, you know, the connection's still and strong remains to be seen, I suppose.
Mm. How have you guys found it, obviously, because it was filmed a while ago, how have you found it having to do, I guess, somewhat of a normal life but still being on TV? Have you found that strange?
Yeah, it's been very strange. I think we finished filming very early April or something like that. So it was kind of like going back to your normal life and no one was allowed to know about it. So very weird, very strange. Even in filming, like, sorry, right now, because I'm in Melbourne, I have to wear masks everywhere. I'm not getting recognised or anything like that. And everyone keeps asking me, you know, are people noticing who you are now? And I'm like, no, not really at all. So it's funny to see yourself on TV, I suppose. But, yeah, it's been weird. I don't know. It's just been crazy.
Well, we are very much looking forward to the final couple of episodes. Good luck. We are cheering for you. You can watch Beauty and the Geek tonight at 7:30 on Channel 9.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.